Good morning, Guelph. Welcome to Royal City Rag. I'm Jan Hall. We have a very special Royal City Rag coming up today, so hopefully you'll stay with us for the next 2 hours for 2 hours of music and chat in Guelph. The weather today is going to be beautiful. We're looking at a high of 7 today, a nice sunny day, and the good news is the weekend is going to be beautiful. Looking at a high of 11 with a sunny day today. Monday, cloudy with a high of 13, and that weather is going to stay for a couple of days before we expect some rain later in the week. So it looks as though it's going to be a great time to get out, support local business, and support the wonderful city of Guelph. Now, we have a very special show today. We're actually devoting the whole of today's show to the memory of my father, John, who sadly passed away 2 months ago. I'm joined by a very special co-host. Actually, we have two co-hosts in the studio. But I have my mother, Jean, in the studio with me today. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you.
She's joining us for a special musical tribute to my father. Susan Wheeler is also here with us as well.
Good morning.
We're going to have fun on the radio this morning. A musical journey that will take us across the world. We'll talk a little bit about my father, about his music that he loved, and about life in general. And hopefully you'll stay with us for the 2 hours of today's show. And it's great to have my mum in the studio today. You're not saying too much, though.
No, I'm leaving that to you.
Leaving that to me. We're going to start off with some music today. And we're actually going to head out to the northeast of England. We're going to listen to a singer-songwriter from the northeast of England called Alex Glasgow. And we're going to listen to two pieces from him just now. The first one is the theme actually for a TV series. It was a theme for When the Boat Comes In that was on TV on the BBC in the UK in, I think, the late 70s, if I remember rightly. Alex Glasgow and the song, the traditional song, Dance to the Daddy. And you're listening to CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Hear me, little Jackie, no, I've smoked me bucky, have a bit of cracky till the boat comes in. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mammy, dance to the daddy, to the mammy sing. Thou shalt have a fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have a fishy when the boat comes in. The humming like a canny woman, yonder comes the father, drunk he cannot stand. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mammy, dance to the daddy, to the mammy sing. Thou shalt have the fishy, earn a little dishy, thou shalt have a haddock when the boat comes in. Tommy's always fuddling, he's so fond of ale, but he's kind to me, I hope he'll never fail. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mammy, dance to the daddy, to the mammy sing. Thou shalt have a fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have a bloater when the boat comes in. Like a drop me cell when I can get it sly, and though me bonny bairn will like it as well as I. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mammy, dance to the daddy, to the mammy sing. Thou shalt have a fishy and a little dishy, thou shalt have a mackerel when the boat comes in. will get a drop oft as we stand in need, and wheel me the kiro that brings the bairns abreed. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mammy, dance to the daddy, to the mammy sing. Thou shalt have the fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have the fishy when the boat comes in. Thou shalt have the fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have the fishy when the boat comes in. Thou shalt have the fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have a haddock when the boat comes in. Thou shalt have the fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have the bloater when the boat comes in. Thou shalt have the fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have the mackerel when the boat comes in. Thou shalt have the fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have the salmon when the boat comes in. My dad is better than your dad so much. Better than your dad, my dad is better than your dad, my dad. My dad, my dad's the very, very best. My dad's got hairs on his chest. My dad sleeps in his vest. My dad, my dad. My dad is better than your dad so much. Better than your dad, my dad is better than your dad, my dad. My dad swears at the telly. My dad's socks are smelly. My dad's got a big fat belly. My dad, my dad. My dad is better than your dad so much. Better than your dad, my dad is better than your dad, my dad. My dad on a Saturday night. My dad often comes home tight. My dad then snores all night. My dad, my dad. My dad is better than your dad so much. Better than your dad, my dad is better than your dad, my dad. My dad's going bald on top, but my dad's still fit as a lop. My dad says he wants clobbered a cop. My dad. My dad is better than your dad so much. Better than your dad, my dad is better than your dad, my dad. My dad's got a stubbly chin. My dad always tucks me in. My dad, hope I'll be like him. My dad is better than your dad so much. Better than your dad, my dad is better than your dad, my dad. My dad.
In the morning when I wake up to the clock radio with Campus Community Radio and Jan Hall, and it is so much better than what I used to listen to when I woke up in the morning. I really appreciate hearing all the great stuff in the morning. CFRU, that is the way to wake up.
You're listening to Roll City Rag on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. I'm Jan Hall, joined for a very special Royal City Rag this morning by my mother Jean and Susan Wheeler, who's with us today. Started off with some music from the northeast of England. We're having a special show. It's actually a musical tribute to my father. And we thought we'd start off with some well-known music from the northeast of England. We listened to Alex Glasgow and Dance to the Daddy, which was the theme for When the Boat Comes In, which I was right. It was 76 to 81.
Yeah. You're always right.
Oh, I'm always right. You know, I'm going to be intimidating my mother for 2 hours this morning. I don't think that's going to happen because she's a very feisty... Can I say you're a 38-year-old?
38-year-old.
38-year-old. So we had Dance to the Daddy, and then we had Alex Glasgow and My Dad. But that really wasn't like my dad, was it?
No, not at all.
No. Not at all. Well, there must be some bits. He did have a stubbly chin occasionally. Although, as you reminded me, he used to shave for about 45 minutes at a time.
Definitely.
So maybe he didn't have a stubbly chin very often.
No.
But occasionally.
What about smelly socks?
He never had. No, actually, my dad was a very...
tidy gentleman.
Very tidy gentleman, very well groomed.
Very, very well groomed, yes.
And I wanted to play When the Boat Comes In because we lived on the coast in Sunderland in the northeast of England. Mm. And he was a seafaring man, wasn't he?
Yes, he was a sea pilot.
Yeah, and tell everybody what a sea pilot is, because
what is
Susan
that?
Always has issues understanding what a sea pilot does.
He takes charge of the boat, approaches the river. And then he brings the boat. The boat then becomes under his command. And he brings it into the dock, wherever he's docking at that time.
Yeah, so he worked on the River Weir, and that was where we started our career, which is in Sunderland.
So it sounds a little bit like the air traffic controller of the water.
Yeah, other than the air traffic controller wouldn't actually have to get on the plane and fly the plane in. But basically that's what a river pilot would do. Yeah.
Yes, he would board the plane, the ship. There would be a pilot cutter would take him out to so many mile out to sea. And he would board the ship out at sea, climb the side of the ladder. And then he then becomes in charge.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was looking at some new CDs that had just come out, some new music, and there's a band now called Pilots at Sea.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. Mm. One of the funniest things, though, you know, all I remember when we were little, we used to say that he's going to boats. That's what we say. Dad's gone to boats.
Yes.
He's gone to boats.
Yes.
We didn't really understand what he did other than he dressed in his, what was a naval uniform.
Yes.
And, you know, he would be all prepared to go.
With his lunch.
With his lunch, and he'd have his lunchbox and everything. But, you know, he would be going to boats. That's what we always used to say. And he would go off and do his shift. And he wasn't really a drinking man, though, I have to say. Because, you know, people think that, you know, when you listen to my dad, he wasn't a smoker and he was not a drinking man. So, you know, this was somebody who could drink half a beer and put the rest in the fridge, believe it or not. That was one of the.
One
I was
of the
quite
memories.
Shocked that he could do that, but
and then maybe that was your first taste.
Yeah.
He came from a long line of pilots. His father and his grandfather. They go back quite a few hundred years.
Yeah, and then there's nobody in our generation that even went to sea. But that's life. We're going to play some more music from the northeast of England. This is one of his favorite artists and a northern song. This is Roger Whittaker and Durham Town. And you're listening to CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. A special tribute to John Hall.
I've gotta leave old Durham Town. I've gotta leave old Durham. I've got to leave old Durham Town, and that leaving's going to get me down. Back in 1944, I remember Daddy walking out the door. Mama told me he was going to war. He was leaving. I've gotta leave old Durham Town. I've gotta leave old Durham Town. I've gotta leave old Durham Town, and that leaving's gonna get me down. When I was a boy, I spent my time sitting on the banks of the River Tyne, watching all the ships going down the line, and they were leaving. I've gotta leave old Durham Town. I've gotta leave old Durham Town. I've gotta leave old Durham Town, and that leaving's gonna get me down. Last week, Mama passed away. Goodbye, son, was all she said. There's no call for me to stay, so I'm leaving. Leaving, 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 leaving free. I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town. And that leaving's gotta get me. I've gotta leave old Durham. I've gotta leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town. And that leaving's gonna get me. La 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 la.
One Sunday morning, Lambton went a fishing in the weir. He catched a fish upon his hook, he thought looked very queer. But what the kind of fish it was, young Lambton couldn't tell. He went fish to carry it him, so he hid it down the well. Wish, lads, hand your gobs, I'll tell you all an awful story. Wish, lads, hand your gobs, I'll tell you about the worm. No, Lambton felt inclined to gan and fight in foreign wars. He joined a troop of knights that cared for neither wounds nor scars. And off he went to Palestine, where queer things him befell. He very soon forgot about that queer worm in the well. Wished, lads, and hand your gobs, I'll tell you all an awful story. Wished, lads, hand your gobs, I'll tell you about the worm. The worm got fat and growed and growed. It growed an awful size. It had a great big head and great big teeth and great big goggle eyes. And when it needs, it crawled about to pick up bits and ewes. If it fell dry upon the way, it'd milk a dozen cows. Wished, lads, hand your gobs, I'll tell you all an awful story. Wished, lads, hand your gobs, I'll tell you about the worm. This awful worm would often feed on lambs and calves and sheep, and swallow little bairns alive when they lay down to sleep. And when it had eaten all it could, and it had had its fill, it crawled away and lapped its tail 10 times round Pensure Hill. Wished, lads, hand your gobs, I'll tell you all an awful story. Wished, lads, hand your gobs, I'll tell you about the worm. So know you now who all the folks on both sides of the weir lost lots of sleep and lots of sheep and lived in mortal fear. So let's have one for brave Sir John that saved the bairns from harm, saved cows and calves by neck and halves of the famous Lambton worm. And know, lads, I'll hunt me gob, that's all I'm there about the story of Sir John's clever job on the famous Lambton worm.
That was Alex and Keith Swales and their version of the traditional Northeast song, The Lambton Worm. And before that, we had Roger Whittaker and Durham Town. We're now listening to Jerry O'Sullivan and the Sun and Glasses. You don't know this song. But you know the Lambton Worm because you were singing all the way through that.
Yeah. That was very good, yes.
I know the Lambton Worm.
In the studio we were hearing Gene sing about the worm.
Yeah, so the Lambton Worm is basically a piece of traditional northern folklore focusing around the River Weir, which was the river that my father worked on and runs right through Sunderland, where we used to live. And it tells the story of the worm and all the people that it eats. And I think... Was it Brave Sir Lambton that kills the worm in the end?
Oh, I haven't a clue.
Yeah, we'd have to look that up.
I just sing the song.
Yeah.
Was it a way to keep the population down? Or?
It was a way to keep the people from Newcastle down, which we don't really like the Newcastle people too much. And before that, we had Roger Whittaker. Now, Dad used to love Roger Whittaker.
Yes.
Very popular and a very successful song, which Roger wrote himself. That was very successful song he wrote. The Durham Town song, but it was a little controversial, wasn't it? You're not going to say anything?
I'm not going to say anything. No, I... We just
well, it was controversial when I was growing up because people in Sunderland did not like the fact that it gave the impression
that I would
that
agree.
The beautiful northeastern city of Durham
yes.
was on the River Tyne instead of the River Weir.
That's correct, yes. It, geography was a bit
off, but it was a very beautiful song. And I threw that in because, you know, we did move from Sunderland. We moved from Sunderland down to Norfolk. Which is always it's part of East Anglia. It's like the bulge if you look at England, which I always think looks like a sort of Kellogg's. I always think it looks like the Kellogg's chicken. You know that hen they used to have on the box
yes,
at
yes,
place?
Because
it had the bulge and it was like the bottom of the chicken.
It is correct. Yeah.
Where it comes out.
But never thought it would happen. We leave the northeast
and then move down to Great Yarmouth, which is the river. He worked on the River Yare down there. As a pilot, we're going to head back to Sunderland for a few minutes because I haven't quite finished playing some music there. But the leaving of Sunderland was pretty hard, wasn't it?
It was a bit traumatic.
I mean, you mentioned that you know this was a man who was generations of seafaring men who went to sea
in the Hall family.
In the Hall family,
one of the oldest families, oldest pilot families. On the Weir.
Yeah. I still can't believe that nobody was brave enough to to go to sea. I think my brother should have done that.
Michael would have done.
Yeah. Well, he should have done.
Yeah.
No. Maybe somebody in the next generation.
Well,
who knows? Nobody's yet.
He mustn't have agreed, so.
Yeah. But it was, it was interesting that he, you know, we left Sunderland. Now, I wanted to throw some more Sunderland music in, so I have put some more Sunderland music in. You're listening to a very special Royal City Rag today. It's a musical tribute to my father, who sadly passed away 2 months ago. So I was looking for Sunderland music, and I found an interesting piece. And this is actually a song inspired by a play, which is a play on the words of Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. We're going to listen to Rob Cowan and the Dissidents and Alice in Sunderland.
Oh dear.
And you're listening to Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
I shan't be singing alone.
Well, your tankery eyes, your porcelain skin, your father's temper, your mother's paroxetine. You prowl the streets of that northeast town, but those rocks in your pocket just weigh you down. You know sleek fashionista, you know Camden face. No one cared when you fell from grace. And it was one for the hell of a two for the pain. 3 days later, you were doing it again. Four of a diamond when you lost command. Five in the morning in Sunderland. Lonely girl, lost in a lonely world. You say there's nothing to do. Night gets cold, so you take a tumble down a rabbit hole. The little needles and pills to kill those fears just left you drowning in that pool of tears. We used to meet in Mowbray Park, now you never show. You're down in the tunnels with the knave and the dodo. It was one for the hell of a two for the pain. 3 days later, you were doing it again. Forever damned when you lost command. Five in the morning in Sunderland. Lonely girl, are you lost in a lonely world? Thank you. sha la 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 la.
Couple of songs about Sunland. You're listening to a very special Royal City Rag today. I'm Jan Hall, joined by my mother Jean and my partner Susan. We're playing a special musical tribute to my father. It's a bit of a celebration, playing music that he loved and music from our life in Sunland, and a couple of Sunland songs there. Now, the first one is a little tenuous. That was Rob Cowan and the Dissidents and Alice in Sunland, because they ended up in Sunland. But they do talk about Sunland places, because they talk about Mowbray Park.
Yes.
Very nice park in Sunland.
Beautiful park.
Beautiful park. Beautiful park. And then the second piece talks about another beautiful park in Sunland. Of course, that's Rother Park.
Yeah.
That was the second song was by a band calling themselves Simply Red and White, and their version of, I'm sure you recognize, Daydream Believer by the Monkees. This one actually is entitled Cheer Up Peter Reed. And who was Peter Reed?
The manager of Sunderland.
He was the manager of Sunderland, which is a soccer team, or a, as we prefer to call it, a football team from the northeast of England. It's my team, and actually now Susan's
team. My team too.
And your team too.
Dad's team too.
Yeah, but it wasn't really his team, let's be honest. I mean, it was his team, but you know, he only ever took me to one match. And that was
and
when we played...
Did you enjoy it?
That was just after we won the FA Cup in 1973.
Queen's Park Rangers, wasn't it?
And we had two players sent off.
And they had to shut the gate.
The manager had to come on the field with a microphone and calm everybody down because we just won the FA Cup, which is
huge.
It's a big soccer competition in Britain. And we were a second division team, which is like someone from the OHL, you know, winning the NHL, I mean, or something like that. You're not allowed to do that, obviously, teams from the OHL.
We were given
although I think there are teams from the OHL who could beat the Leafs, but that's not the point.
Yeah.
But the idea is that winning the FA Cup was pretty unheard of, and we beat Leeds United, which were like the biggest team in the country at the time.
But the song says, cheer up, Peter Reid. So he was the manager. They weren't doing well then?
No, actually, we were. It was to cheer him up because we were top of the league and we were going up. And I still got goosebumps when I listened to that song. He's no longer the manager of Sunderland. That's Steve Bruce is the manager now. But it was... it gives me goosebumps just to listen to that song.
Anything with soccer.
And, you know, other than the fact that my father did take me when the day after they won the cup and they came home, everybody went to the stadium, and I think there was 40,000 people and there was no game.
Wow.
We were all in the stadium and there was no game, but they were parading around the stadium with the cup because we just won it.
Wow.
And I think that was the Monday or Tuesday night, and then the next night we played Queen's Park Rangers and we were all hoping that we would have a great game that night, but we lost 3-0.
Oh dear.
And we had two players sent
off.
Can't
win them all.
The manager at the time, Bob Stokoe, had to come on the field and calm everybody down because they'd been celebrating.
But your father took you to protect you.
He took me. And I have to thank my brother because my elder brother, Michael, did take me to games. He started me off.
Yeah. But he took you to protect you because he was afraid.
So we're going to head into some music that he liked just now. And this is the Ink Spots.
Oh, wow.
And Into Each Life. Some Rain Must Fall.
Yes.
And you're listening to a very special Royal City Rag on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Stay tuned.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life, some rain has got to fall, but too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart, some tears has got to fall, but I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts,
but when I think of you, another shower starts.
into each life. Some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Smile a while, you kiss me sad adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in lover's lane, my dear, so wait and pray each night for me till we meet again. Oh, smile a while, you kiss me sad adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in lover's lane, my dearie, wedding bells will ring so merrily. Every tear will be a memory. So wait and pray each night for me till
that was the Mills Brothers and Till We Meet Again. And before that, we had the Ink Spots, Into Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall. And this is a very special Royal City Rag. I'm Jan Hall, joined by my mother, Jean, and my partner, Susan. And I wanted to thank our caller who called in and said how much they were enjoying the show and how it brought back some memories of the loss of one of their dear relatives. And I want to thank that caller for giving us a call. And it's great to be able to celebrate my father's life like this. Unfortunately, I didn't manage to get to his funeral, which was hard for me, but I feel
okay. It's
great to be able to be here and celebrate his life in music on Royal City Rag. And this is one of my favorite places. I love being on the radio here and providing some music, and I love to be able to play some music for him. And he really loved the Ink Spots and the Mills Brothers, didn't he?
Very much so.
Yeah, we're all a little choked up in the studio just now, but you know, I didn't realize how great that music was. And you know, there's the thing about music, and I suppose it's a good time to talk about how wonderful CFRU is, but you know, the thing about the music is it's so easy for people just to get either hooked on the music of today and, you know, the new music, you know, everybody wants to hear new music. And yet there was wonderful music. I mean, we're going back to the 30s and 40s and listening to some fabulous vocal groups. Beautiful. I mean, it's timeless music, isn't it? Timeless.
Completely, yes.
Timeless and a wonderful message in both those songs.
Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely wonderful. We're going to go back to some music just now because we're all too choked up to talk. So we're going to listen to another one of my father's favorite artists. This is Paul Robeson from Showboat. And I Still Suits Me. And he loved Paul Robeson, didn't he?
He did. We both did very much. The sentiments he expressed in all his music. Yeah. Wonderful.
No, that's great.
Wonderful man.
Wonderful man. Yeah, and you know, that's right. I mean, somebody who really believed in, you know, supporting, you know, causes and supporting
yes,
the people.
Yes, completely.
Yeah, this is great. Paul Robeson and I Still Suits Me from Showboat, and you're listening to a very special Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
And criticizing and call me pison, I ain't apologizing, no siree. No matter what you say, I still suits me. The rag you're chewing must be a ruin. Keep right on knocking, keep right on mocking. My rocking chair ain't rocking, no siree. No matter what you say, I still suits me.
Does you ever wash the dishes? Does you do the things I wishes? Does you do it? No, you don't. Will you do them? No, you won't. When there's any work into it, I'm the one that's gotta do it. When it's raining, who's the fella? Uses up the whole umbrella. Selfish as a man can be.
No matter what you say, I still suits me.
You don't make money.
I know that, honey.
I never see none.
Ain't gonna be none. But that don't worry me none, no siree. No matter what you say, I still suits me. I may be no good, no good for your good. I may be lifeless, but with one wifeless, my life would be more strifeless, yes siree. No matter what you say, I still suits me. Does you ever wash the dishes? Does you do the things I wishes? Does you do them? No, you don't. Will you do them? No, you won't.
Always imitate me and always aggravate me. Then in spite of everything, in spite of all the grief you bring, expecting me to love you.
No matter what you say, I think you do.
I know I do.
Look into your heart, and what you see, you must believe. Know what's in your heart. Don't wear your heart upon your sleeve. Life is a game, seldom the same. Who knows what's in store? We don't keep the score. Search into your heart, for in your heart as rare as fame, as bright as flame, as sweet as youth. Yours to use or refuse, only you can choose. Just look into your heart. Look into your heart.
Look into your heart.
And when you see
keep the score. Search into your heart, for in your heart you'll find the truth.
That is where the truth is.
Rare as fame,
as rare as fame,
bright as flame,
as bright as flame.
You're listening to Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. I'm Jan Hall, joined by my partner Susan and my mother Jean for a very special musical tribute show to my father, who sadly passed away 2 months ago. We're listening to some music that he loved. In the background, you can hear a little bit of Aka Bilk and Aria. He used to love Aka, didn't he?
Very much.
Well, you did tell me last night that you went to see Aka a while ago, and you were both enjoying the show, and then you fell asleep, apparently.
I'd been helping.
But it's beautiful.
Sick,
I mean, his clarinet's very beautiful.
Yes.
Very, very beautiful. And I actually, this is one of the songs I used to play. I used to love playing his music. Before that, we listened to Harry Secombe and Ruth Madoc and Look Into Your Heart from the musical Pickwick, which was one of the albums that I used to play at the age of four. I started my music early. I used to play all my parents' music when I was young. We'd have the LPs and the 78s. I don't have a chance to play all the 78s today, but if you'd like me to play some of the music I used to play when I was 4 year old, I can find some things. I used to love playing The Runaway Train. Was Vernon Dalhart's The Runaway Train was one of my favorite songs. But I used to love playing audio music. And I used to break the odd 78 and slide them underneath the radiogram.
You did.
Yeah. That's how I started in music.
I believe you used them to stand on, to put your own record.
Well, you know, 78s were fairly sturdy as long as you put
a
10 or 20 of them together.
You did.
Yeah,
and
they were.
They stood on them, broke the top one and hid it.
And then, so we had Harry, and he used to love Harry. He used to love If I Ruled the World and
yes,
and that sort of thing. But that was a beautiful song, Look Into Your Heart. Before that, we had Paul Robeson and I Still Suits Me from Showboat. And you sang all the way through that one.
Yeah, I was going to say we should secretly put on a microphone and have Gene singing on the air.
Yeah, we should probably do that as well.
No.
That was
quite all right, thank you, listening.
But you're enjoying the music.
Very much so.
No, that's good. Well, you know, it's nice to be able to do this. It feels very much like a celebration of his life. And not
music is memories.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't a big Harry Secombe fan. I used to love the Goons, because, of course, he was a goon as well. But I wasn't a big Harry Secombe fan growing up, but I don't know if it's a function of age, but, you know, I love things like the Ink Spots now, the Mills Brothers. Paul Robeson, I think, is amazing. And then I've been enjoying listening to some of the music that I had
to pull together
and find for this show. We're wrapping up our first hour just now. We're going to go over to some public service announcements, and then we'll be back with a very special second hour of Royal City Rag today. So please stay tuned. You're listening to CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.